talk about the sacredness of life from a Quaker conception. And Stan, I'd like to start with you.
I think the problem is about life there, because I use the word potential life. In some perspectives, I wouldn't say this myself, but I have heard medically you can consider the pregnancy as a parasite to the woman's functioning and that sort of thing. It detracts from her ability to function as an organism. And the fetus is a potential life. This is where I would draw the line, I suppose, if I were making the laws. It's about where it is with viability. If the fetus can live outside the mother, then it's a life that we need to protect. And before that, the woman's choice is primordial in my estimation, that she's the one with it, and if she feels burdened by it and does it for whatever reason, in the ideal case, she makes the decision before that point. And after that point, the state does have an interest, and that's why the law is where it is, that late third trimester abortions are only permitted under certain circumstances. So I do differ with the definition of life at conception. It's a potential life. And there, as I said, there are probably twice as many potential lives as there are pregnancies, because most of them spontaneously abort before the woman even misses her period. So maybe we need to back up and deal with that one before we talk about vegetarianism and those things.